Welcome back, everybody. 855-752-4842 was the Blue Origin all-female space flight publicity stunt as stupid to you as it is to me? 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. I have got one of my fabulous female team members with me every day here on the show. Her name's Jamie. She helps me out with Ask Maggie every Friday at, when do we do that? 3 o'clock on Fridays, which is good. She pointed out to me, she's been watching the text lines, that basically all the men on the text lines think I'm being a cynic and raining on the fun parade, and all the women on the text line think it was totally ridiculous and stupid. I'm just going to point these. They never mentioned, at least in the coverage I've seen, they never mentioned, again, Katherine Johnson, who's the black mathematician without whom John Glenn wouldn't have gotten to outer space. They didn't mention or lean into Mae Jemison, the first black woman in space. They didn't give any shout out to Kalpana Chawla, who died on Columbia and was an Indian-born astronaut who flew two NASA missions. They didn't even mention Sally Ride, the first woman to go into outer space from the United States in 1983. Took us 20 more years than it did the Soviet Union to get a woman in space. Extrapolate what you'd like from that. Jennifer from Romeoville, she agrees with me, folks. Thank you, Jennifer. She says this: "Hi, Maggie. Oh my gosh, I felt the same way about the people on what I am now calling influencers in space stunt. Completely not a statement of feminism, but yet another statement of capitalistic clown shows. No kidding." TJ from Oshkosh says this: "The spaceship PR stunt is nothing but a distraction from the constitutional crisis we are currently in. Mr. Garcia needs to be returned." Absolutely. I want to get Nancy from Wausau in here in just 1 second. I wanted to point also this out. Lauren Sanchez, this is Bezos' fiance. She had one of her favorite fashion designers design their suits for their mission, if you can believe that. Because 11 minutes, you know, you gotta have a fashionable spacesuit for that. I mean, stupid. Nancy from Wausau, my friend, you are up next. What say you?
Well, thank you for having me talk. You know, it definitely it didn't say anything about STEM until they were called out on it. Because, you know, if they would have been doing this for the little girls out in the audience that need to know this, to go into this kind of, they would have had some small girls there. This was nothing but a big publicity stunt.
100%, Nancy. Here's what I want to see. I want to see structural change, not ridiculous, already extremely wealthy, already with a huge platform of influencer women. But like images of that don't advance the structural changes we need to see actual empowerment of women, and especially women of color. It was gross to me on a whole bunch of levels. Tom from Sun Prairie, these space trips should be carbon taxed. Hell yeah, my man. What a good gosh darn idea that is. I'm going to second that, my friend. Cindy from Wausau, all this was Jeff Bezos' version of a Six Flags America ride. Yes, apparently if you're got $150,000 lying around burning a hole in your pocket, again, you too can get into space. Here's what, and we're going to talk about Mr. Kilmar Abrego Garcia more. I don't know if I'm going to get back to it today. I have been spending an incredible amount of time on it. I think it poses one of the greatest threats. It is an embodiment of Donald Trump not caring about anyone's civil rights and their willingness to lie about everything. Why don't they just do the right thing here? They admit it was a mistake. Why? Because defying the courts, spitting in the face of due process rights is the point. That is the point. How far can we push executive branch authority. How much like a king can we make this man? Can we laugh in the face of the Supreme Court? Who do you call? Who do you call when someone you love gets disappeared? It ain't the courts. It ain't the courts. So, yeah, this kind of baloney is distracting from the fact that our president is trashing our Constitution on a daily basis. It's a distraction. It's also a distraction from the fact that the Fed chief, just about, I don't know, an hour ago, hour and a half ago, Federal Reserve Chair Jerome H. Powell said approximately an hour and a half ago that Donald Trump's tariffs are, quote, highly likely to spur a rise in inflation, in remarks to the Economic Club of Chicago. He said that the Fed's ability to avoid inflation depends on how much tariffs end up affecting the economy broadly and how long it takes trade policy to pass through to prices. We're not even seeing any of that yet. None of it. Hasn't hit the price, and yet we're still seeing prices creeping up. There's been inventory stockpiling. Consumers have been gobbling up goods that they know are going to be hit by these tariffs. So yeah, not talking about the fact that the average American family is going to spend somewhere, it's going to cost them somewhere in the ballpark of $4,000 more. We're not talking about the fact that tariffs are sales taxes, Trump's tariff terror of sales taxes that hurt working people more than they do the billionaires that just got sent the penis rocket into space. They don't care if their groceries cost $150 more a month. They don't even buy their own groceries. It distracts us from the fact that the House of Representatives, the Republicans, the MAGAs there, want to vote to prevent Congress from repealing Trump's tariffs. They literally want to hand more of their power away. Distracts us from the fact that House Republicans just voted to strike down an overdraft limit so your banks can rob you more. We, here on the Civic Media Radio Network and on this program, we're going to pay attention to the important things. We got a great guest coming up next, the executive director of Fair Wisconsin. Don't go anywhere. We're going to talk about trans rights being human rights. Next.